USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thousands of President Donald Trump supporters descended on Washington, D.C. Saturday to march in support of the president's efforts to challenge the election results. Three separate events converged on Freedom Plaza, where thousands then marched to the Supreme Court. This protester told CNN what she believes the crowds were trying to achieve.
It means that we want all of the votes audited and recounted, and all of these swing states that stopped counting at midnight and mysteriously and miraculously came up with thousands of new votes for Biden the next day, and some of them are still counting, and we're saying we want an honest and fair election.
D.C. police say the demonstration was mostly peaceful, with only a few arrests having been made. President Trump did drive by the event in his motorcade, briefly waving to the assembled crowd. USA Radio News has not called the election for either candidate, waiting for all recounts and legal challenges to be completed. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Another tropical storm is churning in the Caribbean Sea, and it could take aim at areas hard hit last week by Hurricane Eta. Tropical storm Iota formed Friday and is expected to strengthen into a hurricane before approaching Nicaragua and Honduras, bringing strong winds and torrential rains to an area already trying to recover from damage and flooding from Eta. Hurricane watches are in effect for most of the eastern coasts of both Honduras and Nicaragua. The storm is expected to make landfall Monday evening. Nevada's governor is in quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19. Governor Steve Sisolak said on Twitter Friday that he'd tested positive and was awaiting confirmation. Nevada is seeing a rapid increase in cases, reporting more than 2,250 new cases on Saturday. The U.S. added more than 184,000 confirmed cases Friday, pushing the seven-day average to more than 150,000 for the first time. 35 states have issued mandates requiring mask wearing in public in attempts to slow the spread of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A convicted murderer is captured after being on the lam for more than 50 years. Kenneth Burns has more from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
A man serving a life sentence for murder when he escaped custody while attending his grandma's funeral 5 decades ago is back behind bars. The FBI said Leonard Rain Moses was 16 when he was convicted in the 1968 killing of 71-year-old Mary Amplow during civil unrest in Pittsburgh following the assassination of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Authorities said Moses and his friends firebombed Amplow's house. She was badly burned and died a few months later. He escaped from custody while attending his grandmother's funeral in 1971 in the Berg. Authorities caught up with him in Michigan, where he was living under the assumed name of Paul Dixon. He was charged earlier this year with stealing prescription painkillers from a pharmacy he worked at. Moses, or Dixon, his fingerprints matched his 1968 arrest file. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
SpaceX will try again Sunday to launch its second manned flight. High winds and bad weather led Mission Control to scrap Saturday's scheduled launch, citing difficulties in landing and recovering the rocket's booster. Those weather conditions are a result of the remnants of Tropical Storm Eta. The next window for launch will be Sunday evening, starting around 7:30 p.m. Eastern. The flight will take 3 astronauts to the International Space Station. Through 3 rounds, Dustin Johnson leads the Masters at 16 under. 3 golfers are tied behind him for second place at 12 under. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.